Open Windows, November the 19th. The Greater Measure. In 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20, we read, "All of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ, with a resounding yes." What are the promises for? The promises were never intended to be a matter of personal pleasure, either in the case of Israel or in our case. As the Lord's children, we are often found in situations of personal embarrassment, personal difficulty, personal suffering, in a place where things for us are hard. At such times, we're apt to take hold of some portion of the Word of God and take that to the Lord and claim it for our deliverance. That may sometimes be all right. And yet, if the motive should ever be definitely a pure personal one, we can take it for granted that the promise will have no fulfilment. How many have found that this is how it works? In a certain situation, by reason of some difficulty, trial, suffering, some adversity, you have gone to the Lord, taking his word and pleading it before him for a change of situation, a deliverance, the bringing to pass or the removal of something, and you have found that you are up against a stone wall. If you have discovered that you are knocking yourself to pieces and you come to a standstill, you could go no further. It seems that heaven was closed, that there was no way through, no answering voice, no sense of a listening ear. And with deep heart exercises about the matter, you have been tempted to doubt the promise or question the faithfulness of God, raise questions as to the truth of his word. But in the final issue, the Lord has shown you that something needed to be done in you. You were reaching after some object that you wanted, which you thought was necessary and very important. But somewhere there was a secret, personal interest, personal concern, unconscious perhaps, but in God's sight very real, which was making it impossible for you to accept that situation. You have come to see at length that your seeking of the Lord was not altogether because of the divine interest bound up with the situation, but at the bottom, because of the way in which it affected yourself. The Lord had to bring a crisis in your experience where you were perfectly willing to accept that trial in the will of God. That if so be the Lord wished it, then you gave your full consent and said, "Well, Lord, if this is your will for me, I accept it wholly and fully. All I ask is to know that it is your will, and given that, then I accept it from my heart." In such experience, we learn that the promises are not for us as things for our personal interest, but wholly and utterly for the glory of Christ, to bring about a greater measure of the fullness of Christ in us. Thus, once more, through an ordeal, we have come to the place where it is no longer I, but Christ. That is God's required ground for the fulfilment of his promises.